It's a pity you missed the sissy slumber party. When my girlfriends and I get together and bring our sissies and have sissy games and have sissy treats. Little sissy fashion shows where everybody always fucking wears. Everybody always fucking wears the French maid's uniform. What is it with the French maid's uniform, you stupid bitches? Is it the ruffled panties? Is it that stereotypical image of subservience that woman you always wanted to fuck but never got to, so instead you're just gonna try to be the woman you always wanted to fuck, huh? Whatever. Still, of course there were the sissy maids serving, kneeling, getting the good old feather duster stuffed up their asses so that they could wriggle and dust. Now, there are the sissy pillow fights. We used to take bets, the other dominoes and I. We used to take bets on whose sissy would lose, whose sissy would be last standing. But the problem is, little sissy bitches always try to fucking lose. Because they know that after the pillow fight has descended into giggles and falling upon each other on the bed, the one who loses, the one who ends up face down, ass up, becomes not a pillow fighter but a pillow biter. Panty-clad ass sticking up, fucked by the others. Oh, there are a few sissies who are either confident enough or ass-fucked enough or just enough of a switch in order to always take control and pound those little bitches, but good. But, there's usually not enough dicks to go around. There's always some poor little sissy faggot who's off on the corner of a bed, desperately ramming herself with that toy cock. Poor thing. To make it more even, to make it so everybody has a little bit of something, we started the cream pie competition. It's the perfect little dessert for the sissy who's trying to watch her figure. Because you know the cream is the cum, the sissy cream of all the sissies. And at only 5 to 7 calories a spurt, or 5 to 7 calories a cum, it's able to fit into any sissy's diet. All those sissy bitches kneeling around the pie crust, stroking their little clitty cocks, pumping, squeezing, stroking, coming into that pie plate. Last one to squirt into the pie plate is the one who gets to eat the cream pie. I'm a bit of a cheater. I don't really like my sissy to lose. Does it make her the winner or the loser when she eats the cum from all those other sissy faggots? I suppose it's all in the eye of the beholder. So, my poor little sissy gets to go in there with a cock ring. And then there's me behind her, swatting her ass. nudging her legs far apart so that I can get that taint in those balls with the flogger if I think she's getting too close. I want to see her eat that cream pie. I want to see her eat that cum-filled pie plate. All that cum-soaked graham crackery crust. Like a little cum-hungry whore. Like a filthy little cum-chunky. Somehow, no matter how often I do it, somehow, no matter what sissy I take along with me, somehow, no matter how reticent they seem, not a one has ever told me that that was the line that I'd crossed. Not a one ever stopped coming to me afterwards. Not a one ever got up and said, "Enough is enough. I'm not going to do this." Oh, they whinge and they cry and they plead, "Oh, mistress, don't make me eat all their cum. No, mistress, it's too much. Don't make me be such a faggot. It's all fantasy, mistress. I don't really want to be a faggot, mistress. It's just a joke, mistress. It's just a game, mistress. It's just play, mistress. Don't make me eat their cum, mistress. I won't do it, mistress." Every so often they even have the balls to tell me, "I won't do it, mistress." And that makes it all the more delicious when I have my foot on the back of their heads, on the back of their necks, ass in the air, shoving their face into that filthy, cum-soaked cream pie. A few have already eaten my little cum cocktails. When I've come home from a date, or even right in front of them, just drizzled that cum from my pussy into the martini glass for them to slurp up like little jizz chunkies. A few of them have already done something like that, but usually I like to save that first time. If there's a party coming up, I like to hold on to it and watch them get their first taste of cock, their first taste of cock juice straight from the tap. I want them to not just suck that cock, not just taste that cock, not just eat that cum. I want them to do it with witnesses. I want them to feel the mortification. I want them to know what they're doing and how low they've sunk and how desperate they've become and how much they need that cum and need to please their mistress. And I want them to do it all in front of an audience. Thank you. So tell